30, not in a relationship, and no closer to figuring out women than when you were 12. So now you're worried. What if something inside of you is broken? What if what happened with your last girlfriend keeps happening over and over and over?
Have a tissue?
It's called Modern Men. It starts this week on the WB Network. The idea, a group of childhood friends are coming up on age 30. They need some advice when it comes to matters of the heart. And for that, they turn to our next guest. Joining us here in the studio, Emmy Award-winning actress and one of the stars of Modern Men, Jane Seymour. That looks like a funny show.
It is a very funny show. And you can imagine, I mean, the pilot is the setup of the fact that these guys need to come to a life coach, Dr. Victoria Stangle, who is me. But I really kind of mess with their heads a bit. I tend to give them reasonably good advice, but they always screw it up, and it's how they screw it up that makes it really funny.
Is this based on any one person in particular? I mean, you've got the Dr. Phils and so forth out there who are doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it isn't. I think it's, we kind of, you know, I'm playing it English for a change, so we kind of do a number on me about being English and kind of taking the mickey out of that a bit. But it's, you know, I'm basically kind of trying to give these guys good advice, and they don't know how to deal with women, and they really mess it up every single time. We go through every scenario you can imagine. I mean, for example, right in the beginning, I kind of offer them the advice of maybe being honest. And, of course, their honesty leads them to some really interesting places.
So where do you inject any of your own experience into the character, or does this all come from the writers?
There's some great writers, but, you know, as whenever you do the three-camera comedy, I mean, you throw stuff in all the time. So, you know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that we throw in all the time.
And is she working only with men?
Yes.
Dr. Stangle?
Yes, she only works, well, we assume. But she has these three young men, and they definitely keep her busy. And it takes her out of the office, too, because being a life coach is not being a psychologist, really. It's really kind of trying to show them practical advice.
Okay.